Skyline is introducing a new chicken chili. Come get that world-famous Skyline flavor you love with a new protein option. Try the new Skyline Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. At Columbus Skyline locations only, while supplies last.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Don't you hate it when your car gets you convicted of murder? That really sucks. It is, however, what we are looking at today in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. GPS data from Alex Murdaugh's vehicle presented in the disgraced lawyer's family murder trial. And it puts another hole in his timeline of June 7th, 2021, showing that he's not only lied about his timeline, but he was at home around the time Maggie and Paul were killed. This is audio from the court today. Take a listen.
All right, we're moving now to slide 16. Tell the jury what this represents.
This one's going to represent Alex leaving work at the law firm, heading to his house. It shows at 6:24:18, and it shows him going 8 miles an hour, just starting to leave.
All right, PM?
PM.
And the speed?
Approximately 8 miles an hour.
Going on slide 17.
This one's showing at 6:26:54 p.m., it's showing his Suburban going approximately 42 miles an hour on his drive home. The arrow is going to be on the top right.
And the
speed? It might be cut off a little bit. 42 miles an hour.
All right. And then is that the arrow right there?
That is correct.
All right. At the top?
The top of the screen.
About 42 miles an hour.
That is correct.
Slide 18. What does this reflect?
This is going to reflect at Alex arriving home at 6:42:54 with a miles per hour of zero. This is the last one of the last data points that without speed.
6:42 p.m. arriving back at the residence.
That is correct.
And the arrow is pointing to what?
The residence. A little bit to the side, but it's the residence right there.
All right, and tell the jury now on slide 19, what does this represent?
So this is going to be from his drive home from the law firm to Moselle. It represents at 6:34:01 during his drive. The max speed obtained was 54.4 miles per hour. The average speed during this drive was 41.39 miles an hour. And you can see the location somewhere off of, I believe, 63.
Driving home, what was his max speed?
54.4 miles per hour was the max speed driving home.
All right, slide 20.
All right, so now we're at where Alex is leaving for Alameda. This is going to be 9:07:06 p.m.
Okay. And again, we'll go through the timeline in a bit, but is this generally consistent with some of the telemetry data that Falfoski did?
It is.
Suburban goes underway at what time?
9:07:06, according to this data.
Moving on to the next slide.
Like previous slide.
Where's the Suburban at this point?
Like previous slides, this is going to be the Suburban pulling out onto Moselle Road, coming right out of the main entrance, going about 15 miles an hour. This is going to be at 9:08:06.
What do we have right here?
This is going to be 9:08:18 with speeds approximately 37 miles an hour.
Where's the Suburban heading at this point?
Towards Alameda.
All right, slide 23. We have a reference point here. Can you explain what that is to the jury?
So the orange dot, that's going to represent approximately where Maggie Murdaugh's phone was located the following day on June 8th, 2021.
All right, and do we have a time reference for the Suburban at this time?
We do. It's going to be 9:08:36 seconds, and it's showing a speed of 42 miles an hour.
Moving on to the next one, tell the jury what this is.
In the grayish white looking box, you can still see the little circle where it says Maggie Murdaugh's phone location. And right under it's where the pinpoint's going to be. It's going to be 9:08:36, 42 miles an hour.
Next slide, 25.
The upper halfway portion of that box, you're going to see the circle again, the orange circle. That's me, Maggie Murdaugh's phone. And at 9:08:42, we have the Suburban traveling approximately 45 miles an hour.
after passing that location, does the defendant's vehicle start to accelerate?
It does.
Going to slide 26, tell us what this references.
So we also have Maggie Murdaugh's phone location. This is just another data point. There's several throughout the road. This one is showing 908-54, 44 miles an hour.
Slide 27.
This is going to show you another overview of this data point in location to Maggie Murdaugh's phone. 908-54, 44 miles an hour.
Slide 28.
This one's further down the road past Godley Farms Road, just for a reference point. This is 909-06, traveling 48.6 miles per hour.
Slide 29.
This is another data point in reference to where the phone location is. 909-18 p.m., traveling 49 miles per hour.
And slide 30.
This is going to be another data point at 909-18, traveling approximately 52 miles an hour.
Slide 31.
This is also going to be another one on Moselle Road, coming up to Dobson Road. It's going to be 909-24 p.m., traveling approximately 52 miles an hour.
And then slide 32.
This is also going to be another data point on that road, 909-42, traveling approximately 54 miles an hour on Moselle Road.
All right, going to slide 33. Has our sort of map orientation changed?
It has. This is still on the drive to Alameda. I believe this is going to be 63 or Snyder's Highway or Walterboro Highway. This is at 9:13:30 p.m., showing a speed of 68 miles an hour on that drive to Alameda.
All right. I'm going back to slide 3. I'll do that real quick. And the slide that we were just seeing when the orientation changes, can you come down real quick and kind of describe generally what we were looking at when we started and then the where we're at on that slide that we were just about to look at?
All right, so where we started on this drive would have been right up here, 4147 Moselle Road.
I'm sure everyone can see it.
4147 Moselle Road. This would have been Moselle Road that we just showed all those data points. Would have made a right onto Dobson Road, and then a right onto 63 Snyder's Highway. It's approximately somewhere around here on Snyder's Highway where that data point we just looked at.
All right, returning to slide 33. All right.
And right there is going to be approximately where the data point is at.
Okay, and what's the speed there?
68.7 miles per hour.
Going on to slide 34.
This is going to be at 9:14:36, showing approximate speed of 69.4 miles per hour. It's going to be on the top portion.
All right, moving on to slide 35.
This is going to be at 9:16:48, showing approximately 70 miles an hour. It's going to be the top portion of your screen here, coming into Varnville.
All right, and down at the bottom center of the screen, what is that? Right here.
That is going to be the Alameda property, and just a reference, this is going to be coming into Varnville.
All right, right here, what do we have on slide 36?
This is going to be the Alameda property. You can kind of see it behind the other record part, but it's showing at 9:22:06, the Suburban's pulling, making a left into the Alameda property.
Slide 37, what do we see here? First of all, orient the jury as to what the map image reflects, and then describe the data point, please.
So the map image is going to reflect, you're going to make a left into the driveway. There's a railroad track, I believe, here. It's a curved driveway coming in, and then right here is going to be the house. This is there's a little carport right here, and then the driveway is this whitish part that you see on your screen.
All right, and then up here, generally in the property, we can see a roof and that sort of thing. What generally are those?
Those are going to be some outbuildings on the property. The trees are kind of, there's a decent amount of trees right here, but there's, I believe, two outbuildings right here.
This white area right here just above the house, what is that?
That's going to be where you would park. It's a paved area in front of the carports.
Where do the data points reflect the Suburban going, though, when it arrives?
The data points for the Suburban, it looks like it went toward, like, a little bit into the grass, closer to the wood line over here. And that's going to be at 922.39.
Closer to the wood line and the outbuildings?
That'd be correct.
Sure. All right. And again, what time is the arrival at Alameda?
922.39. And this is just, so this right here is going to be a better overview without the
box.
The box. You can see right here is going to be the driveway leading in. And this is where a carport would be, where the vehicles would be parked. And then this is the main house here. And you have your outbuildings.
Right here we have kind of a line of data points right there in the grassy area behind the house.
We do.
All right, going on to slide 39, tell the jury what those calculations represent, please.
So this is going to represent the drive from Moselle to Alameda. During that drive, the Suburban reached a max speed of 74.4 miles per hour during that drive and averaged 51.94 miles per hour. And this is the data point with the highest speed obtained.
Was that top speed higher than any speed he achieved when he went to work earlier that day?
That is correct.
Is that average speed higher than any average speed he had when he went to work that day?
That is correct.
Or returned from work?
That is correct. Let me stay down here.
You can go back up. Thank you. That max speed again is what on the trip to Alameda?
74.4 miles per hour.
And the time again that he arrived?
At Alameda?
Yes.
I believe it's going to be 9:20.
I can let me back up.
You go back.
We're back up to?
9:22.39. So 9:22.39, he reached his max speed at 9:14.13.
On June 7th, 2021 at 9:22 p.m. is it dark?
That is correct.
All right, we've gone on to slide 40. Please tell the jury what this represents.
This is going to represent at 9:43.18. This is when we first saw movement. And this would be Alex leaving Alameda en route back to 4147 Moselle Road. It's shown approximately 2 miles an hour.
All right, and the time again?
9:43.18.
The arrival time that you just testified?
That's correct.
What was the arrival time that
9:22.
You testified? 9:22. And he's leaving at what time?
9:43.
So approximately how long?
20 minutes.
Going on to slide 41, let me ask you this. Does the data reflect that the car pauses for a period of time while in that driveway area of Alameda?
It does, about halfway between on the driveway.
Come on down and show the jury your way. I just sent you back. I'm sorry.
So halfway during on this, so this is the driveway right here. So this is the driveway, just for reference. We see what looks like a data point, I believe, right here. And if we click on that data point, it's going to be about a minute until this data point will show up leaving the property.
All right. And then on slide 41, we have what's the time stamp that you have on that one? And show the arrow to the jury, too, please.
Yep. 9:45:22. And the arrow is going to be all the way down at the bottom, right across the railroad tracks, turning onto the MSC Highway.
At 9:45?
That is correct, 9:45:22.
All right, moving on to slide 42. Please tell the jury what this data point represents.
This slide's gonna show you the drive back from Alameda to Moselle. This is just a data point on the MSC Highway. It's 9:46:01, and on this one, doesn't have a speed.
Going to slide 43.
This is also
orient the jury and tell them the data point, please.
So on the bottom, you have Alameda going through Varnville and then heading up to Moselle. This is at 9:51:30. This is showing approximate speed of 74 miles an hour. It's going to be the top portion of that box.
All That's the arrow at the top center?
That's correct.
Slide 44. Please tell the jury what this data point represents.
Top of the map, you're going to see Moselle. And this is going to be on 63. This is going to be at 954.24. We have approximately 70 miles an hour.
And the arrow is located where?
It's going to be on the bottom.
Slide 45. What do you have right here?
This is going to be at 959.18. This is Moselle Road coming up to Godley Farms Road for reference. Top portion on the left is going to be the Moselle property. This is at 959.18, showing a speed of 57 miles an hour.
All right, we've moved on to slide 46. Tell me about that one, please.
So this is going to be the arrival into Moselle. This is showing 10 o'clock on the dot, showing 7 miles an hour, making a left into the main driveway.
10 o'clock on the dot?
That is correct.
And slide 47?
This is about 30 seconds later. This is 10 o'clock. This is about halfway down the driveway of the main house, showing 22 miles an hour.
All right. Slide 48, tell the jury about the calculations reflected on this slide.
So this is going to be from his drive back from Almeda to Moselle Road. The max speed that was obtained during that drive was at 951, 43 seconds, was 80 miles an hour. The average speed was 46.52 miles an hour during that drive.
Is that average speed going to also, though, include that minute where the car paused at the driveway in Almeda?
That's correct.
The top speed was what?
80.16 miles an hour.
And at this time period, would it have been dark outside?
It would.
Let me ask you this. You're a law enforcement officer that works in this area of the state, correct?
That is correct.
And have you, during the course of your law enforcement career, have to respond to emergencies or call for services and that sort of thing?
That is correct.
All right. And this particular road that we've been talking about, these roads, have they recently been paved?
They have.
And was that after the murders occurred on June 7th, 2021?
They were.
Or were you familiar with the condition of the roads and what they were like on that route prior to them being repaved?
I am.
All right. And tell the jury what running code is. If you have an emergency or a call for service, an emergency, what is running code?
Running code is where you activate your blue lights and siren, and you go above the posted speed limit at a safe fashion to get to your arrival in a safe manner.
That's when the cops turn on the lights and they're heading to the scene.
Yep, blue lights and sirens.
All right. And you're traveling as fast as you possibly can and still be reasonably safe, is that correct?
That is correct.
And have you had call prior to this road being paved to run code down that road?
That's correct.
All right. Would you at night, or did you ever at night, on the roads as they existed at the time of June 7th, 2021, run in code with your lights on, run 80 miles an hour down that road?
I would not, no.
And why not? Tell the jury why not.
Due to the time of night, the heavy deer population out there, as everyone could probably see, I mean, deer will run out all the time. And especially with all your lights, it attracts the deer. So it's actually worse having your blue lights on sometimes. The deer actually are kind of attracted to that light. And then also the road conditions, the road, you know, is very, a lot of potholes and...
Was the defendant's top speeds on both the trip to and from Almeda in excess of any max speed in his trips previous in the day?
That'd be correct. Posted speed limit is 55 on 63.
All right, we've gone on now to slide 49, and tell the jury what this represents.
This is going to be a timestamp of 10:05:06 p.m., and this is showing Alex Murdaugh leaving for the kennels.
And where's the dot on this particular slide?
The dot's going to be on the bottom towards the middle, right by the house.
Moving on to slide 50, tell me what this represents.
This is also showing the drive over to the kennels. The timestamp of this is 10:05:39.
And where's the arrow?
The arrow is going to be on the bottom. You can kind of see it by the field.
All right, going on to slide 51, what does this represent?
This is just saying the max speed was obtained 28 miles an hour at 10:05:49 during that trip.
Okay. And then slide 52.
This is showing the Suburban arriving at the kennels, 10:05, 57 p.m.
Backing up still on slide 52, can you remind the jury, and we'll talk more about this with the timeline in a minute, but generally what time was the 911 call?
10:06. I do not know the seconds.
All right. And to your recollection, during the 911 call, did the defendant say he was returning back to the residence during that 911 call?
He did.
All right. And so we're on slide 53. What does this reflect?
This would be him heading back to the house around 10:11:54.
All right. Slide 54.
This is just also showing him driving back to the house at 10:12:18 p.m.
Slide 55.
It's just another slide at 10:12:30 p.m. showing 32 miles an hour.
And where's the dot?
The dot is going to be on the bottom, and it's going to be on the main drive to the house.
Slide 56.
This is going to be at 10:13:54, showing 2 miles an hour, and it's right next to the house.
All right. Slide 57.
This is just showing on that max speed from going from the kennels back to the house was at 10:12:19, and the Suburban reached 35.78 miles an hour, approximately.
Slide 58.
This is just showing the drive back down to the kennels. This is during the 911 call at 10:14:30 p.m., showing approximately 24 miles an hour.
And then the final slide in this exhibit, what is that?
This is just showing the max speed at 10:14:25 of 30 miles an hour during that drive.
Does that complete your placing of those GM OnStar data points into the CAS program and these slides that you relate to the jury?
It does.
Your Honor, I'd about to move on to another exhibit. This is lengthy. This might be a good time. I would request or suggest a break at this time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break at this time.
That's the latest that we have for you. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and continuous coverage on the Alec Murdaugh trial that we have for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.